Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
What up, Mom? Put down that coffee and grab a wine. Get ready for another episode of Nursing and Cursing, a parenting podcast that covers more shit than your baby's full diaper.
I'm Kate. I'm a stay-at-home mom of three in Brooklyn, New York. I'm trying to figure out whether I should go back to work, have another baby, or spend the rest of my life waiting for my fresh direct order.
Hey, I'm Christine, a video editor and a mom of two living in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Allie here, podcasting up in the mountains in South Kona, Hawaii. I work as a real estate agent and a mom of two boys.
Hey, I'm Molly. I'm a teacher raising two kids in St. Augustine, Florida.
And I'm Sarah, a new mom to one sweet babe living in Brooklyn, New York.
Between five busy households, it's a miracle we make it on the mic at all. But trust me, we need this as much as you do.
Hey guys, we're back. It's Nursing and Cursing, and we are here to discuss vacations with kids.
Oh, hey guys, they suck. Hey. Goodbye.
Yeah.
They suck.
Everybody does. There's no silver lining up in this episode.
No, there's not.
You know what, though? Like, none of us, maybe if Kate were on, which Kate and Allie here today, guys.
Kate is celebrating her husband, Jeremy's birthday. Happy birthday, JJ, aka
Jage.
And Allie is celebrating her birthday on a little family trip right now, having a mini vacation with her family, hopefully finding some kind of pleasure in that. Happy birthday, Allie.
Thank you. Happy birthday, everybody.
Sorry, Sarah, what are you going to say?
I was going to say that Kate's got Wilder, who's a little bit older, so it might still be kind of fun to have a vacation with him, but she also has the little ones, so they're still ruining it.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I feel like once they get to iPad age, where they like really can be engrossed in the iPad, it's definitely a game changer.
Yes,
but that crawling phase where you're on the plane and they just want to move and they're walking and crawling is absolute hell.
It's hell, but in even that, like, the plane ride sucks, and we've gone through that before. But you will get to the other side. And then it's once you get there, mm-hmm. you know, what was a vacation before your kids used to be? Honestly, I don't even remember, you guys.
Before your kids, it's relaxing. It's awesome. You are so, you're chilling. With kids, yeah. You're not chilling. It's work. It's the complete opposite. A vacation with kids is more work because you're on the whole day. You don't have school or babysitters rolling by or daycare. It is all in, all day, all the time.
And I know, okay, so all of our vacations are taken to see family. Period. End of story.
Right.
So we go one big trip every summer up to New Hampshire, and we usually meet Allie and her family there. Last summer, Tim didn't come with me, so it was me and the two kids, and I know I talked about this a little bit. So I'm meeting Allie up there, and she's got her husband and the two kids. Okay, now it's coming back to me. Our vacations together used to just be sister time, and it's so valuable to me. And now we don't finish a conversation ever.
Mm-mm. No, you're.
We cannot finish a conversation. So
it's just like real life, but in an uncomfortable place, like, you know, like not your normal environment.
Right.
And we still, your whole life is with you.
We usually rent a room out of a motel. Our uncle has a suite motel up in New Hampshire and right near the ocean there. So we have little kitchenettes. And that's the other thing about when we travel with kids, it does not feel comfortable to just dine out for every meal. Whereas if we were alone, I'd love to just like pop around and try this and that. But it just, that gets wicked expensive.
expensive, so, and they don't eat it anyway, and then they act like assholes in the restaurants. It's not fun.
Right. And being given the opportunity to have a little kitchenette in our room every summer just puts the pressure on. It's like, okay, you now have to spend time grocery shopping. There needs to be a set time that you grocery shop every week. Okay, suddenly I'm at home.
Not a vacation at all.
Work. I'm like rummaging through to see if I can get some reusable bags, you know, running in and out of my sister's room. Like, did you get the eggs? I forgot the eggs.
Oh my God. Do you guys share a room with the kids on this trip, or do you have your own space?
Yes, we share a room with our kids on this trip because they're usually one room motels.
Gotcha. Holy but this, shit.
But there
that's
are
intense.
A couple of units, and Allie did get one this summer where she had her own bedroom and her. So I would like go and hang out in their main space, but
I can't share a room with my kids. I won't do it. I can't.
Smart.
I can't and I won't. They don't sleep. We don't sleep. Nobody sleeps. It's not fun.
No.
I won't do it. I will not do it. And on that note, guys, I do need to pause for a sponsor break. After
okay,
letting
thanks,
you know
Kristen.
How I won't chill with my kids. Tonight you
I'll
guys
do it.
I won't do it, you guys. Okay. I want to talk to you guys tonight about Minted. Do you guys ever get holiday cards from your friends that are really beautiful and cool and you're like, how the hell did they have time to do this? Why are these so perfect?
Yes, every single year.
Every year, right? Okay, guys.
That's an episode.
That is an episode. I feel guilt. I'm like, wait, how the hell? Anyway, guys, this holiday season, we could be those people that look like they have their shit together with Minted.com. Okay, this is really awesome. So, what you do is you take a picture on your phone that you love and you text it to cards, CARDS 22737. And Minted texts you right back and they ask you a couple of questions. They ask you card style categories. So I had texted back that I liked minimalist, that I liked traditional, that I liked a little modern vibes. Okay, after that, I get a text back of that picture in like four different card scenarios, like four different designs, and it is so awesome. It texts you options and then you get to pick out the one you want and then you just go online and buy it. It's so easy.
That and sounds very fun.
It's very fun. So I chose this picture of Matilda and Levi on the beach and he's hugging her and she's screaming, crying. And the person texted me back this hilarious card with the writing that says, "It's a wonderful life." done and done. Totally got it. They came in the mail. They're
so cute.
So nice, you guys. They look beautiful and start to finish 10 minutes max. Not even.
Love it.
Cool. Anyway, so cool. So Minted.com is the only place to get a truly unique holiday card by simply texting them a picture from your phone. This is not off the shelf, one size fits all templated holiday cards. All the designs are created by independent artists and voted on by thousands of tastemakers, giving you the very best in independent design. So text a photo to cards 22737 and Minted stylists will text you back with five hand-selected designs showing your photo for you to choose from for free. You get free custom envelopes and free recipient addressing in a variety of matching designs and hand-styled fonts. And all orders are 100% guaranteed. So, you guys, take advantage of this. Text your photo to cards 22737.
New customers will get 20% off, but only through November 30th. Text your photo to 22737 before November 30th and get 20% off your first purchase. Get started right now. Text your picture to 22737.
Love you, Chrissy. Thank you.
Okay. Anyway.
I can't wait to order from Minted. You know, one year when I was single, I sent out holiday cards. It's the only time ever in my life that I've sent out holiday cards. And it was just of my cat in a Santa suit.
Fuck you right now. Fuck you very much.
What the fuck is wrong with me?
You sent that to me because you knew what would happen.
You've never sent a Christmas card with Francis, but you've done one of Wednesday.
It wasn't Wednesday. At the time, it was Beans.
You are a cat whore. Okay.
Okay.
It's a different episode.
You know, what would have happened is we wouldn't be on this podcast right now because you and I wouldn't be friends.
Oh, fuck you.
Okay, so guys, Speaking of sleep and vacations.
Worst.
Kriti, you won't even sleep in the room with your kids.
Hell no.
How about the fact that you can't even go out and explore wherever you are because of naps?
The worst. You're like, oh, cool. I'll just be tied to my house from 12 to 3. Thanks. If I'm lucky.
Oh, yeah. I rented this Airbnb, but I'll stay home because she has to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
But it's like you also can't go out at night because you can't just leave your kids. I mean, in their room and hope for the best.
You can get a sketchy babysitter and just pray on it.
Yeah.
Well, here's something fucked up. So when I had been with Garrett for a few years, his mom would always be like, oh my gosh, I'm saving for my 60th birthday. I mean, this was like when she was 55. Saving for my 60th. I'm taking everybody to Italy. It's going to be a 5-star trip. The nicest hotels. Flying first class.
She's
going to
take you?
Yes. She's like, I'm taking the whole family. It's going to be no kids, just grown-ups. 5-star experience. I'm saving now. Whatever. Years, guys. Years in the making. Well, flash forward. And it's her 60th, and Matilda's 1 month old, and everybody's got their fancy tickets booked at their beautiful dream hotels. Guys, I'm talking dream trip. Like, never in my life will I ever be able to go on a trip like this, and this was all happening. Everybody in the family's going, and so it was no kids allowed, and she said, okay, well, you can bring Matilda since she's, like, a month old, and she's just going to be on you, but Levi can't come. I couldn't do it, you guys. I could not leave Levi behind. Like, oh, we just have a new sister. Now we're leaving you and taking her to Italy. And I had to miss out on a dream vacation because of kids. Hashtag
because kids. Of dot, dot, dot.
Kids.
Kids.
So.
I hear you.
You have to, like, make really adult decisions, too. Like.
Right.
There's consequences. Like, if you want to go on a trip without your kids, there's so many fucking logistics. Like, I'm going on a trip to Colorado this week. By myself.
Excuse you.
Excuse me.
I know. And the prep right now is insane. Insane.
I'm so excited for this trip.
Me too. So excited. But I'm paying for it in prep work.
Of course you are. When we go on a trip, it's so funny because I'm like supposed to be talking about my family vacation, but it always comes back to my time with my sister. So like Allie and I, we want to do the entire time is break away and just go to a couple of antique shops and get a latte. Mm-hmm. It's the entire goal of the trip, or switch that latte out for just a Dunkin's.
Sure.
But the whole trip is basically working around trying to figure out how to do it, and then we end up going out for 45 minutes in like a 3-week period. And
but
we're
why
so
not get a sitter?
I don't. I mean, we are in a town full of family.
Uh huh.
And they will take them, but it all has to line up. There's like car situations,
logistics.
It's just not. I can't explain it, Sarah. It's every single year.
You guys need
the same thing every single year.
Oh my God. What about like for my kids? I know, or for Levi at least, any vacation equals presents, ice cream, snacks, presents, but every day, all day.
Ugh.
Like I am.
Yeah, they turn into brats. Oh,
turning
don't forget
into
the iPad.
They turn into monsters.
iPad, TV, all the shit all day. It's like every day is a new day of where's my presents? Where's my cookie? Where's my fill
can't
in the blank?
Can't clean the motel room unless the iPad is in. Involved.
Oh.
Well,
shit.
I can tell you guys, like, I had the experience of having, like, Tim and I, before we had Francis, we went on the same vacation once a year to Mexico. We went to the same place, stayed in the same, we like routine and consistency. So we would stay in the same room.
I'm all about that, Sarah. Like, once you find your jam,
yeah,
I switch it up.
I know what I'm getting.
Right.
Why switch it up? Because I might end up with something like the room smells like cigarettes or whatever. And then I have to deal with that. So, no, right. I'm going to. Anyway, so we go to this same place. And this was like, you know, we would book this trip like a year in advance and look forward to it for the whole year. And like if the trip is in June, then we can start looking forward to it for real around Christmas. So it's a constant source of like, okay, there's a light at the end of this tunnel, where I'm like working tunnel basically. And so, you know, flash forward to after Frances, and we had always dreamed of bringing her there because it's our, like, retreat from life. And it was just awful. It wasn't until maybe when we brought her there, she was, what, just over a year or something? Yeah, she wasn't quite walking yet. So she was still crawling around. But she, like, it wasn't until, like, maybe 2 months before the trip that I started going, like, wow, this is, like, it just seems like Mexico's not going to be that fun this year. And, you know, Tim was trying to be really positive about it. And, like, this is, you know, this is our chance to relax. It's going to be great. You know, she's such a chill baby. And she is. We're very lucky. But it doesn't, it really doesn't matter. For all the reasons that we've already expressed in this episode, but also, like, it's Mexico. So you have to sunscreen your own body, somebody else's back, and then a whole other human.
And she's so fair.
Yeah, so you got to be really vigilant about it. But it's not just sunscreen. It's also, like, you know, a hat. Try to get a baby to wear sunglasses.
Oh, the gear.
How are we
gonna transport? You need a whole other bag.
Yeah, you need a crib.
Yeah, right. All that. Okay, Sarah, hold off 1 second. I got to take a quick sponsor break.
Okay.
You guys, we have a really exciting new sponsor that all of us are stoked on because these people are doing something totally revolutionary with birth control access in the U.S.
Oh,
and, you know, it's about damn time someone did. They're called Simple Health, and they're here to make your health care really simple. So they're simplifying birth control access with online prescriptions and home delivery. Did you guys know that over 20 million women in America lack reasonable access to something as basic and fundamental as contraception?
Wow.
I mean, yeah. 20 million women. And it's safe to say that the existing healthcare system in America can prevent women from getting the care that they need, whether it's insurance barriers, income, physical location. So Simple Health thought of a better way. You can get your birth control prescribed online and delivered to your door for free. It's affordable, convenient, and safe. And here's how it works. So you fill out a comprehensive online profile and answer some questions that are formulated to get the best birth control for you and your body, your preferences, your insurance situation. They take it all into account. And a medical doctor will review your profile. They'll figure out if you're a good candidate for birth control, recommend a product, write a prescription, and then your birth control ships to your door on a recurring schedule. So you guys are not going to the pharmacy. You don't have to make appointments. And just to be clear, Simple Health isn't making their own birth control or anything like that. They only prescribe trusted and vetted brands of birth control, including pills, as well as the patch and the ring. And if you're already on birth control, I'm just simply tired of dealing with the pharmacy, it's even easier. Just fill your pharmacy in and your insurance information, and they'll start shipping your birth control to you for free.
It's amazing.
And the best of all, they offer affordable care regardless of insurance. They do accept insurance, and luckily birth control is free with most insurance plans, but for those without insurance, the average cost is $18 a month, depending on the exact type prescribed, and delivery is free for absolutely everyone. So with that prescription being like $18 to $20, think of it that way, you guys, my listeners, are going to get to try it out for free. Just go to simplehealth.com/nail or enter the code NAIL, N-A-I-L, at checkout. I want to mention this isn't a replacement for routine evaluations by your primary care physician or gynecologist, but it is the most convenient and comfortable way to get your birth control. Again, don't miss your chance to try this awesome service for free. Go to simplehealth.com/nail or just enter the code NAIL, N-A-I-L, at checkout. If you're a lady, it's going to save you tons of time and money. So just get on it. It's pretty awesome.
Really cool. Thanks, Molly. Guys, I just realized something else about vacationing with kids. Mm-hmm. Every time we vacation somebody gets sick. I'm talking like the day we leave, someone gets
sick.
So
true.
Every time.
Every time.
Every fucking time we're leaving, everybody's sick. So you're packing like the nose Frida, saline spray, Tylenol, the thermometer, like all the gear for sickness. What is that? God. How do they know?
And none of the things. No more cute outfits for your summer vacation. It's like whatever could fit in the bag after everybody else got packed.
Yeah, who has time to think about looking adorable?
No, I haven't looked cute in a vacation pic in years. It's over.
Okay, side note. I used to pack like nice looking lingerie for my trips to Mexico with Tim, and you damn well know that's not happening anymore.
What'd you pack? Like your granny panties, your sweatpants?
Well, yeah, now I do, but before I would do something like a high-waisted, but absolutely high-waisted, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well,
my version of lingerie is so G-rated.
Did you have sex on your Mexico trip this time around?
That was my question. Mexico? Do we have sex on vacation?
Did you have Sexican trip? Sex. What?
Sexico. We used to call it Sexico, and now it's called Franico.
Yeah.
Yeah, we basically did.
Basically? What does that mean? It's like you fingered each other?
Yeah, I fingered him.
That's fun.
Okay, she's not going to answer what that means. I think that means
oral? Dry hump.
I'm not sure.
Kissing?
It absolutely means oral. God.
Pretty smart. She gets her own room.
You have to have your own room. Guys, sometimes that means putting a kid in the bathroom or a closet. But like having your own space is your own space. Like the pack.
Yeah, I hear that.
Anywhere.
Or once they're asleep, they're asleep. If you know what I mean.
Totally. It's just like, it's hard to like have a convo, watch a movie.
Yeah.
Finger each other, whatever.
We went into the bathroom for that.
Oh, shit. That's awesome.
Wow.
It was a rather large bathroom.
That's cool, though, that I wouldn't have taken that step. I would have been like, forget it. We'll just do it another time.
Oh, I took a cushion, like it was a big couch cushion from the couch in the room, and I brought it into the bathroom.
That is amazing.
You did what with it? You laid it on the floor.
Yeah, like that's where the action was happening on the cushion. Oh my god,
did you guys like dim the bathroom lights? I would have been like more of like run the bubble bath. Because I know those hotels are so nice.
No, yeah. It was not a hotel. It's a palapa.
I don't know what that is.
It's like a grass. It's like grass roof. It's like a traditional,
okay,
Mexican like hut-looking thing.
I'm just a little bummed that you're like putting the couch on the dirty floor and then like getting your fluids on the couch as well.
That's nobody's business but theirs.
I know, but I'm just saying, like when I'm thinking about a couch,
a towel. That's
that's thoughtful. Yeah, that's thoughtful. That's cool.
Wow. Thank you so much. Good for you, man. That's inspiring.
That is inspiring.
I'm dedicated to comfort. I really am.
Like, put the baby's crib in the bathroom. Sarah's like, yes. No, just move your man into the bathroom.
Guys, I have put Matilda's pack and play in the bathroom. And then I can't believe I'm about to say this. You know, I've had a glass of wine. This is embarrassing. But I've like, because she wakes easily, I've like peed in a cup.
Because sleep is your trigger. You do anything to not have Matilda wake up.
Always. It's always been my trigger. I'm fucking obsessed with it. So yeah, I put my kids back and play in the bathroom and then I'll like handle it however I need to.
Oh, absolutely. By all means necessary. Vacation.
What?
That sounds like a really great vacation.
Yeah. Yeah, so
peeing in a cup is so stressful.
The end. And then vacations with kids, exactly.
Everybody knows, every parent knows that you come back from vacation looking like shit, so wrecked.
Yeah, you need a vacation from the vacation.
But then you get back and everybody's like, oh my God, did you have such a great time?
It's confusing.
And what are you supposed to say?
You just kind of say yes because it's like, what are you going to do, bitch about it? Because the truth is we would all go back and do it again. Because we want to give our kids the experience, you know, we're like hustling to get out, have the activities, and you just want to kick back when you're on vacation. But those days are over now. You have to kind of like make a day for them and
Yeah.
I remember seeing Tim in the Jacksonville airport after last summer. I was coming off the plane with the two kids and he was waiting for us. And I just felt like I was coming home from battle or something. Like I just cried in his arms. Like, I'm so happy to see you. Yeah.
It's not take over.
But it is still awesome. I mean, we still do it, you know?
Yep. It's awesome. It's awesome.
And I'm just queuing up my nail fail, hold, and action.
Oh. Yes, here it is.
Failing it. Also, I think I just came up with a new t-shirt slogan dedicated to comfort. I just didn't put it. I'm floating that idea.
Love it, Sarah.
Dedicated to comfort. Okay.
Amazing.
I like it.
Love okay. it. All right, who's
maybe,
going
maybe
up?
Maybe it's my wine. You guys don't seem to be really catching on
I
to that.
I didn't get it, Sarah. I didn't get it, but you can to me later on the text.
Oh, my God.
Do you get it?
I got it. I totally got it. She's dedicated to comfort.
Oh, okay. In the bathroom.
Yeah.
In Mexico?
No, just what? Like in her life. She's
just
dedicated
in
to comfort.
Fucking she'll general. Imagine walking around with a t-shirt that says dedicated to comfort. It's like you're really letting the world know who
with
you are.
Cursing logo.
Yeah. All right. Fuck off.
Okay.
Nail fails.
Okay, guys, I got one.
Go.
I'm gonna call my nail is quick, but it worked this year. I told Augie that from now on, you get trick or treating. You get as many pieces of candy as you are old. So that would mean 4. And he totally went for it and he was psyched on it. And I just dumped the rest in the trash, AKA ate half of it first. And he didn't look back.
Brilliant. So you guys didn't switch witch this year?
No, I've never switch witched.
Oh.
Did you switch witch?
Yeah, the switch witch.
Wait, whose idea was the switch witch?
The switch witch is just a thing.
Okay. I thought one of you suggested it.
I think I did.
Molly told me about it, and I did it.
My friends know I did it.
Twice now.
People here are doing it, too.
I'd be pissed if I were Chrissy right now. Like, I totally thought that was your deal.
No, it's awesome. I mean, I did the same thing. Gave him, like, 4 pieces of candy, and then the switch witch came. So he kind of got a double doozy.
Wait, did you do it again this year?
Yeah.
Aww.
No, it was awesome. And then I really just put out his bag of candy to let the kids take it, and he saw. And he fell to the floor crying. Now the switch witch isn't going to come. They ate her candy.
Oh, my God. Oh my Levi, God. I love you.
He believed it.
So sensitive. And, yeah, I'm just going to leave it as a nail this week. That's all I got for you guys. I have a fail button. No. I'll save it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you guys a fail. The other day I was laying on the couch fubbing, and Levi was playing Legos on the coffee table. My whole house is like a Lego factory. And he goes, hey, mom, I have a question. How come sometimes like my penis is really short and then other times it's like really big? Like, guys, he's talking so fast. He's like when I'm playing Legos, like it's really big and it's like really hard. Like, mom, do you want to see it? Like,
oh,
it's
no.
really big.
And, no.
Yes. Wait. And I froze. Up, I was texting you guys and I didn't know how to respond, so I didn't look up. I like acted like I didn't hear it for a minute because I was trying to not laugh really hard, and I was texting you guys, and I just fucking froze. Guys, I didn't realize these talks had to come at age 4.
No.
Wait a minute. So he is basically saying,
why do Legos give me a boner?
So the translation is, why do Legos give me a boner?
Yes, exactly. And then finally, I think I was texting you guys, Levi's asking me why his penis is big when he plays Legos, and I just looked up and he's like, mom, can you see, do you want to see it, do you see how it's really big right now, like why is it really big when I play Legos? And I just said, baby, I just think you're really happy and your body's just letting you know you feel really happy right now. And he's like, huh, weird. And then he just went back to playing.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And
wow, this is so good, Critty. I wonder if our listeners are going to relate. Like, does anybody
oh
else?
Oh my God. Absolutely.
And then he said in some, and then in the rest of the day, it's usually pretty short. He kept calling it short. It's pretty short. Oh, man.
There's Garrett when you need him.
Oh, he was, I don't even
Garrett
know.
Be like, buddy, me too, when I play Legos.
Me too. Legos make me so hard.
Did you tell Garrett? Obviously you did. What did he say?
We just died laughing. We had a good hard laugh. It's so funny.
So he didn't have any genius ideas for how to talk to Lee.
No, God, no. I mean, I don't know. Do you guys have any ideas? What else could I have said? I mean, I
know you nailed it.
I took a while. Yeah,
I think that's really good.
And then he gave me a hug, guys. He said, thanks, Mom, and gave me a hug, by the
way.
Oh,
my God. Huge nail.
Yeah, it was sweet.
What a sweetie.
But I did pause for a minute, and I'm so worried he saw me laughing. I was just so taken aback by the whole thing.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'll let it
sit. You never saw that coming.
Couldn't have seen it coming, you guys. Not from a million miles away.
You got anything, Sarah?
Yeah. Actually, I got a pretty good fail. Let's see. I think, okay. Well, it's kind of boring. Francis's first sentence was, I don't want it.
What? Whoa. She had a sentence?
She had a sentence, and now she just repeats it all the time. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. It's just very annoying.
Keep saying that, girl. Keep going through your life saying it loud.
Saying it loud, girl. Yeah, that's right. Speak your truth. Okay, anyway, so my big huge nail is that I quit my job today.
Excuse you?
I quit my job.
Okay.
Let's just note this is coming off of last episode. Back to work.
Oh, yep. My God.
Did that conversation spark anything for you?
Well, it was a good conversation for me to be having because I was already contemplating quitting and you know, I mean, you guys heard me. I was just talking about wanting to find something that I felt good about leaving Francis to do, and I still want to be a working mom because I want to be an example to her, like, not that a woman who could do it all, but like a person who enjoys being in the world and being with other people. And that's what I want my job to be. And right now my job has been just like doing research by myself in a cubicle. And it's just been super painful. And I made the decision last week, and I talked to Tim about it, and I made a plan, and I went in there today, and I had a lot of diarrhea from my anxiety. I was very scared.
Sarah.
Very, very scared to have this conversation with my mentor, and she was super, you know, kind about it, very understanding.
It's great.
And, you know, afterwards I sent her my resignation letter, and she said something nice back that, like, I'd be welcome back to work there anytime.
Aww.
Which probably isn't true, but, like, you know, she was being kind, which I really appreciate. And that was it. Like, it was literally, I was so scared to have this talk, to, like, you know, own my truth. And like the only reason, like real reason that I had for quitting was that I just like, I didn't like my job, which for so long I told myself that that's not in like a good enough reason.
That's awesome. Which Sarah. Is so, reason,
which
so
is crazy
brave.
Actually, so it's like a really good reason. But anyway, I just went in there and I did it, and it took 10 minutes. So that was it. I just said like, this isn't working for me. It's just like dating, you know, like nobody has to take it personally. It's just not a good fit if it doesn't work out.
Should I do it too?
Yes.
I absolutely JK. Think that.
JK, but yeah, JK. That episode last week definitely stirred it up for me too. I was just like, I miss my baby. I miss her little fingers. And okay, that's enough of that. Wow, Sarah, congratulations. That's
huge nail. Huge nail.
Thanks. So stay really tuned. What am I going to do next? I do have to have a job.
Enough. Okay. So. It's going to happen. Go get it, sister.
That's right.
You guys, thank you so much for joining us this week.
Oh, wait, Molly, you got to tell everybody how Marigold is doing after her tubes.
She's doing awesome. She bounced back in like 3 hours. All good. Thank you for checking in. Thank you guys for listening this week. Leave us a review on iTunes. That would be super sweet. And come through our Instagram page at Nursing and Cursing and learn about our new merch, you guys. We got t-shirts, we got coffee cups, we got tank tops, we got onesies. Check it out. Guys asked for it, so we got it going. All right, we'll see you guys next week. Have a great
day.
That's it for now. Check you guys next week for another Nursing and Cursing, where we won't tell your husband that you accidentally let your kid eat a cat turd.